It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and I'm pleased to welcome to the studio David Worsfold and Bob Scott. Now, the Brentwood Arts Festival comes to town this year between the 5th and the 12th of July. There are dozens of events happening this year, including some great music events, and here to tell us about it is David and Bob. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello.
So perhaps you could start off by telling us how you both got involved in the festival and a little bit about yourselves. We'll start with you, Bob.
Right. Well, I suppose I first got involved in it because I'm treasurer of the Brentwood Arts Council.
Okay.
I'm also vice chairman of Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society, which is the biggest choir in Brentwood.
Right.
But the Brentwood Arts Council was looking for ways in which it could advertise all the activities which its many members, there are about 40 organisations which belong to the Brentwood Arts Council,
right,
tell you about what their activities are. And we decided that we'd have this week-long event. It's many years since there was a festival of this sort in Brentwood, and we thought it was about time there was a new one.
Fabulous. OK. And your involvement as well, David, you're involved with the Brentwood Arts Festival Committee, aren't you, I think?
Well, I chair of the Brentwood Choirs Festival.
Oh, OK.
And also I sing at the Cathedral, and I help them market their music, which there is a lot of at the Cathedral. So it seemed very logical to me when the Arts Council said it was having an arts festival that we should put on an opening concert at the Cathedral, which is what we're doing. We put one together and been working closely with the Arts Council ever since.
Fabulous. Well, there are literally dozens of events going on and some really great music. Let's start with everything that's happening at Brentwood Cathedral. It all starts with the opening concert on Saturday the 5th of July. That's Elgar and the Great War. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, Elgar was the preeminent English composer at the time of the First World War, and not surprisingly he was pressed to write quite a lot of music. What might surprise a lot of people though is his response, and that's what we've tried to demonstrate in the programme we put together for this concert, because you very much, you'll hear the Elgar of Nimrod, but not the Elgar of Land of Hope and Glory.
Right.
Because his reaction to the war was one of shock and was very muted. And that's what we're reflecting. And of course, at the end of the First World War, he wrote that very autumnal piece, which is very popular, the cello concerto, which a wonderful young lady from Brentwood School, Julia Cockcroft, is going to be playing for us.
Right. And you've got other performers on the night as well, haven't you? You've got Emily Onslow.
Yes, soprano. Emily is a young soprano. Yep. To be one of the opera stars of the future, so we're really looking forward to hearing her voice in Elgar's Spirit of England. And also, one of the interesting things we have done with this concert is that we've dug out some of the less frequently performed pieces,
right,
that Elgar wrote during the First World War, some of which, Carillon and Le Drapeau Belge, include spoken poetry. And we've got a wonderful narrator, Malcolm Kimmons, who's going to come and do that for us. And, I mean, those are dramatic, arresting, unusual pieces.
Yes.
So unusual, in fact, that they would have never been published formally. And we had some trouble tracking the music down.
Really?
And we've ended up with copies of the manuscript parts from the British Library.
Amazing.
Which are quite something to behold and quite an honour to play from.
I'm sure, yeah. Okay, so that's Saturday the 5th of July. Tickets for that one are £14, £12 for senior citizens and £5 for students and children. But there are other events going on all that week at the Brentwood Cathedral, aren't they? Sunday we've got a festival mass where the cathedral welcomes the choir of Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral, who will sing with the Brentwood Cathedral Choir, yes. And then on the Tuesday, the 8th of July, you've got a lunchtime concert with songs by Andrew Wright and others, with Andrew Wright and Julia Wilson-James soprano. That one, the admission's free for that, yeah. And on the Wednesday, a lunchtime organ recital. That's Professor David Graham from the Royal College of Music, who will be playing music by Parry, Elgar and others. And again, that one's admission free. Again, on the Wednesday in the evening, it's Festival Vespers, sung by the Brentwood Cathedral Choir. And later that same evening, it's music from the world of opera. Can you tell us something about that one?
Yes, we've got some wonderful young singers in the Brentwood Cathedral Choir, many of them who are at the London Music Colleges and are training to sing opera. So they're going to, I think, put on some of their party pieces for us. So that will be, I think that will be a very sort of fun evening because they'll be singing the things that they really, really enjoy singing. And it'll be a great evening. And it is free. Starts at 7:30, that one.
Fabulous. Then the next day, Thursday the 10th of July, there's a lunchtime organ recital. And this is music associated with World War One and other conflicts by German, French and English composers. That's played by Michael Frith. And again, the admission is free there. And Friday the 11th of July, the last event at Brentwood Cathedral during the festival, it's Echoes of War. Now, this is Bravissima in concert. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, Bravissima are a very high quality ladies' choir.
Right.
They're directed by Julia Wilson-James, who is well known as a soloist in the area. I mean, she's singing, as you mentioned, Bob, some songs by Andrew Wright, the director of music of the cathedral, earlier on in the week, and she's also going to be the soloist in the final concert that Bob Scott will tell us about in a minute. And they've put together a programme, and there's a new work in that programme as well by a local composer, and they've put together a mixture of music from that reflects war and how people reacted to it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there are lots of events happening outside of the cathedral, all over the borough, really. Can you give us some information about some of those events? We've got a recorder music event by the Society of Recorder Players. That's at Brentwood Library on the Saturday, the 5th of July. Have we got some information?
There are a small group of recorder players who play anything from the normal recorders that kids play in school to huge things, bass recorders and tenor recorders and so on. They're going to play a small selection of works in that library.
Right.
The following Saturday, there'll be a flute band playing in Shenfield Library.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Some of the same people, but not all
of
them.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
One of the things that the Arts Council decided when we were first discussing this was that it was important that we gave as much representation as possible to the people of Brentwood in this thing. We called it for the people of Brentwood, by the people of Brentwood.
Excellent.
And you'll find that what we've done is try to involve as many local groups as possible in performing. And so we've got the operatic societies, we've got local drama groups, and so on.
Yeah.
And of course, on this Sunday, we've got the performances at Ingatestone Hall of Midsummer Night's Dream. And I think someone came along and talked about that yesterday.
Oh, okay, right. And is that a musical event?
There will be musicians there.
Oh, okay.
Playing in the interludes and so forth.
Okay.
So, and there will be various stalls too.
Right, and a lot of these events are free, aren't they? Both of those events at the libraries that you mentioned, they're both free. We've got, I'm not quite sure how to say that word. How should I say that? Patronal. A patronal feast with a sung Eucharist. That's at St. Thomas of Canterbury Parish Church, St. Thomas Road in Brentwood. And no actual charge for that, but there will be a retiring collection. Evensong at St. Thomas of Canterbury Parish Church on the 6th of July. Then we've got a recital of voices performed by Song Cycle. That's 7th of July, 7:30 p.m. again at St. Thomas of Canterbury Parish Church. Can you tell us about Song Cycle?
Well, they're a group of about four young men,
including
the person who is responsible for the music at St. Thomas's Church.
Okay.
Their billboard talks about them singing anything you want,
right?
A cappella, unaccompanied. So people will actually make requests. And they will sing it. Hopefully, they'll know it all.
Wow. I mean, that's quite an achievement.
Yes, it is an achievement.
I imagine they're singing harmonies, are they?
And they are.
Well,
yeah. So it'd be hard.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be asked to do that.
No. How about Songs for the Summer? This is the Brentwood Choral Society on the 7th of July.
Yes, this is just a very light concert at the Hutton in Shenfield Union Church. Yeah. It'll be about an hour of popular music, which Brentwood Choral Society are going to perform.
Right.
includes some Gilbert and Sullivan and quite a lot of popular, as you say, Bob, popular songs that people will be very familiar with.
Yeah, well, these all sound fantastic events. So that one, Songs for the Summer, that's at Hutton and Shenfield Union Church, 7th of July at 7 p.m. Then we've got Chorale Music and Poetry, performed by Times and Seasons. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, they're a small group who sing unaccompanied.
Okay.
They often perform at East Horndon Church, which is a redundant church. And they're going to do a performance there of some of the music and poetry associated with the First World War.
Okay, right. Yes, there's quite a few events doing that, isn't there? Yes, that's All Saints Church, East Horndon, on the 10th of July at 7:30. Then we've got the Dulcinea String Quartet.
Yeah, this is a group of young musicians from the Royal Academy.
Right.
It's been organised by Martin Ray, who is local. He was brought up in Shenfield. He recently qualified at the Royal Academy, and his group of string players have just been to Japan and China.
Oh, wow.
Playing the music they'll be playing at on that Thursday evening.
Right.
I talked about the importance of involving local players.
Yes.
So it's important that we use Martin as much as we could. And he'll, in fact, be involved in the orchestra, on the first Saturday.
Right. Fantastic. And that of course, is taking place at Brentwood School in the Memorial Hall there. Yes, well, as we mentioned, many of the events this year will be commemorating the centenary of the First World War, including that opening concert. What other music events will be remembering the anniversary?
I think, quite a few of them. It's the the string quartet that Bob's just been talking about, the Elgar Quartet, that they'll be performing as the main work, is another one of Elgar's works from the First World War. The Times and Seasons concert at All Saints Church, East Horndon, on the 10th of July in the evening. Again, that's very much themed around the music of the First World War. Yeah. And of course, one of the organ recitals at the cathedral, the one on Thursday, the 10th of July, lunchtime recital at 1 o'clock, which is free. That is a mixture of music, some by English composers, some by French, not all necessarily related to the First World War, but some to other conflicts. But also it includes some music by some German composers, most notably the prominent German organ composer during the first part of this last century, Max Reger, who actually wrote several works along with one or two other German composers anticipating a German victory in the First World War. And so we'll be playing some of that to get a flavour of how the German musical establishment responded to the war as well.
Right, interesting, yeah. And there's what looks to me a very attractive event at the Brentwood Theatre, the Brentwood Operatic Society and Bless 'Em All, which tells the story of a small town during World War One, who are visited by a travelling band, and we meet the local community who are setting up their town hall for a music hall type performance while the band are rehearsing. As well as some good old fashioned sing songs, we get to know the people of the town and see how their lives have been affected by the war. That sounds like a really potentially popular event, I would think. Then there's Till the Boys Come Home, performed by the Shenfield Operatic Society. What's that one about?
Well, I haven't particularly been involved in that because it's the drama side and we aren't the drama people.
Oh, okay.
But the Shenfield Operatic Society will obviously be singing music which will be quite appropriate to the time.
Okay. Well, that's at Brentwood School. It's on both the 7th and the 8th of July at 8 p.m. Then we've got War and Peace, 16th century music performed by the Stondon Singers. Can you tell us a bit about that?
We've been very fortunate, obviously, on the first Sunday and on this occasion to be able to use Ingatestone Hall.
Yes.
With kind thanks to Lord Petrie.
Yep.
The Stondon Singers are performing this music, which is to do with war and peace, but the entitlement is War and Peace. It's 16th century, which reminds us that war never stops, unfortunately, as we've seen in Iraq today, and Syria at the moment.
Yes, indeed.
And of course, it's always particularly poignant to hear the music of William Byrd performed at Ingatestone Hall, because he wrote some of the music while he stayed there. He was very much under the wing of Lord Peter's ancestors during the time of the Reformation, because William Byrd was a Catholic, but actually managed to hold down a job in the Chapel Royal all the way through the Reformation. Right. And of course, the Peter family were very much Catholics, but managed to maintain jobs very close to the crown during that period as well. So it's quite special when you hear Byrd performed at Ingatestone Hall, because you know you're probably standing where he stood.
Yes, amazing. That's the Stondon Singers. They've been in the studio before to talk about William Byrd. Yeah, that's the 8th of July. It's at Ingatestone Hall, and cost of that is £10 with £7.50 for concessions. And that's it. Apart from the fantastic concert that is going to end the festival, and it's right here at the Brentwood Centre, isn't it? It's entitled The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace. Can you give us all the lowdown on that one, Bob?
Right. Carl Jenkins, who is the composer of The Armed Man, wrote this as a part of a Millennium Project, which had been commissioned by the Royal Armouries.
Right.
The Armouries asked for something to be done in memory of the crisis which took place in Kosovo.
Okay.
The humanitarian crisis. Yep. And the piece itself is very much along the lines of A Mass for Peace, which is the subtitle, if you like, of the work. The music starts off with a marching band. And the song L'Homme Armé, which is really a 16th century or a 15th century rather pop song. Everybody was singing around Europe at the time, apparently. But he set this to a lot of percussion and pipes and so on. And then the work itself then involves extracts from the Catholic Mass.
Right.
There's a lot of poetry by people like Rudyard Kipling, Tennyson, Dryden, and others. Some from the UK, some from abroad. We've got some Japanese translation in it. There's a Japanese translation and also a Hindu poem.
Right.
Because this is a multi-faith work, there is also a Muslim call to prayer, which is the second movement of the work. At the end of all of the preparation for war, which is what actually is going on during the work itself, it finishes with joy and peace. Okay. And it finishes up with an extract from Revelation about there will be no more tears, there will be no more crying, no more war. So it'll be peace.
Yeah, sounds like there might be some tears during the performance.
It is an emotional piece.
Yes, absolutely. And you've got quite a big cast list, really, haven't you? You've got the Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society, the Brentwood Choral Society, the Howard Wallace Chorale, Bravissima, the Brentwood Songsters, some guest singers, the Brentwood Philharmonic and Phoenix Youth Orchestras, and special guests, the Royal British Legion Brentwood Youth Band.
Yes, the Royal British Legion Youth Band are going to open the concert.
Yeah.
They'll do the first half, and they'll play some of their normal stuff, but a lot of stuff which is associated with the First World War. Yeah. And they're inviting the choirs and the audience to sing along with the well-known works, which in fact come round almost full circle to the final thing that we'll probably be asked to do, which will be singing Elgar's Land of Hope and Glory.
Okay, yes.
And then the second half will begin. There should be around about 190 singers.
Wow.
We have four soloists, two of whom are local or local original. Julia Wilson-James is singing the soprano, and Sue Mars, who was born in Shenfield, went to Shenfield High School and then went into operatic and oratorio work. She now lives in Cheshire.
Right. Okay.
And she's coming down specially for this. And then we've got two young men who are coming from the other side of London. But predominantly, this is a Brentwood citizens' performance.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a spectacular and emotional night. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, gents, I think we've covered all the events, but the one thing I'm curious about is, have you spent the whole year arranging all this? There's so much going on. It seems like a mammoth task.
It feels like it.
Really?
Yes. Well, I think we first started talking about some of the ideas in detail this time last year, but I know the Arts Council first floated the idea of the festival
about two years ago,
wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah, really.
And I think it's the first time that Brentwood's actually had a focused arts festival week, bringing together all the arts, because obviously it's not just music and it's not just the drama, it's not just the performing arts that are part of the week. There are plenty of opportunities for the visual arts to take part as well, and there are quite a lot of exhibitions taking place during the week as well. So it's the first time that the town's been able to celebrate a very rich artistic life, which just sits a little bit below the radar screen sometimes.
Yes,
and hopefully this gives us an opportunity to raise everybody up above that, and so they can be seen by the town as a whole and celebrated by the town.
Absolutely. Well, always remember that Phoenix FM are here to promote these events. We've got an events guide. You can let us know the details of your events. We'll always put them on there, and they're read out every day. So there you go.
There is one thing I might add, something sure, which Bob. In fact I think is important for people who can't normally get to events in the town.
Right.
We're hoping to provide transport for people who need transport, need to be picked up locally and transported to any of the areas, particularly, obviously, Ingatestone Hall, where there's very little public transport. So if people haven't got access to transport, they need to get in touch with us through the website or call me on 822-857.
Okay. Lovely. Well, that more or less covers the next question, because obviously people will need to know where to get some information about this and possibly buy tickets.
Right.
What's your website called?
It's www.brentwoodartsfestival.org.uk.
Right.
And you can get all the tickets from there. The box office is at Brentwood Theatre.
Okay, yeah.
And their telephone number is available on there as well.
Yeah, it's 200-305, 200-305 for tickets.
That's it. And in fact, the Brentwood Theatre will be hosting a coffee bar for the duration of the Brentwood Arts Festival. When you have an opportunity to purchase tickets for many of the events around the borough, not just those being performed at the theatre, it'll run from Monday to Friday, the 7th to 11th of July, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The volunteer-led coffee bar will serve hot and cold drinks and different treats from day to day, all reasonably priced. So there we are. There you can get tickets at the Brentwood Theatre as well. Well, gents, congratulations. Let's hope everything goes according to plan and it's a successful festival for you. So David Worsfold and Bob Scott, thank you for joining me today, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much for the time.
You're very welcome.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.